Well, good evening, everybody. Today I want to take a look at a verse in a psalm. And that verse is going to be in Psalms 55, verse 22. And it says this. It says, "Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." And before we dive into this verse, I wanted to take a look at the context this verse takes place in. Now, this psalm was written by David. And in verses 4 through 5, we see the seriousness of this psalm. And I'll read it. It says, "My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling have come upon me, and horror overwhelms me." Now, this is very strong language. You see, he's in anguish. There's terror. Death has fallen upon him. And we might ask, what is it that has caused David so much grief and pain? And well, we see this in verse 13 when he says, "But it is you, a man, my equal, my companion, my familiar friend." See, David during this time had a very close friend to him. We're not sure who it is exactly. There's debate about that. But a friend who had betrayed him. And now it has caused him much anguish and grief. And if you've ever had a friend do that, you understand the pain that that can cause. And this is so serious. In verses 6 through 8, we read this. He says, "And I say, oh, that if I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Yes, I would wander far away. I would lodge in the wilderness. I would hurry to find shelter from the raging wind and the tempest." Now, I like what Boyce says here. He says, "Now nowhere has he," David, that being David, "has he expressed a wish to escape his trouble, to fly away and be at rest. Yet here he does." Now, if you know David, you know he's gone through a lot of things. And this anguish was so deep that he literally just wanted to be like a dove and he wanted to fly away from it, to fly away from his troubles. And here we get to verse 22 now, and we see what David does with this grief. And it said, he says, "Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." See, David's resolution was to cast his burdens on the Lord. That is, he let God take care of his troubles and his burdens. He put them on a God who was bigger than those troubles. And he did it because he knew that God could sustain him through this life. Much like you and I can go through this life, casting our burdens on God, knowing that God is big enough to sustain us through those troubles. He is bigger than anything in this world because he is the God who created the world, the universe, and everything in it. And the last part of this verse is he says, "He will not let the righteous be moved," or in some verses say, "He will not let the righteous fall." And when you think about this, you can think of Peter, who was walking on the Sea of Galilee to meet Jesus, trying to walk on the water, and he starts to fall in the water, and he cries out, "Lord, save me." And here we see Jesus, who does save him, just as God can save us from the many troubles that we have in our life. See, God was putting David through a trial, and he's wanting David to stay in the trial, to be sustained in it, so that God could sustain him through it. It was a very difficult trial for David, and he definitely didn't want to be in it, but see, David saw that that was something that God wanted in his life. And when you think about that, are you casting your cares on God like David did? Are you leaning on him in your trouble? Today in this world, it seems like the world is moving a million miles per hour. There's always something happening in the world, and we have this virus. And it seems as we're all quarantined in this life, the world continues to move at light speed. And so there's a lot of problems that that can cause. But are we relying on God, casting our cares on him, and letting him sustain us through it? And when you look at the psalm, if you look at the very last sentence of the psalm, it is really telling of David's heart. And he says, "But I will trust in you." That is David saying that he will put his trust in God. And the question I have to ask you is, are you putting your trust in God like David did?